Good morning.
Now, some of you might be starting to get uncomfortable with what's happening here. This isn't the way we do morning service. And some might not have noticed that there's no music, but some definitely would have noticed that there's no music today. And there's no special number, there's no regular schedule. But see, it really isn't my fault. I spent some time with some grumpy old men this week, the last couple of weeks. And these grumpy old men, they challenged me about what worship service should be like. And they challenged me on where my heart is. So what if I took a poll of what the favorite book of the Bible would be, I'm guessing it would be mostly New Testament. Be mostly New Testament. There might be some Psalms. Maybe it would be some of the Gospels. Maybe it would be Paul's letters. But I'm guessing there wouldn't be very many people that would spend a lot of time with the prophets or the minor prophets. Because they're just really weird people, these prophet guys. Sometimes they're downright nasty and just really grumpy about what's going on. And they're hard to understand. See, these prophets, they come and bring a message that you want to duck away from. They come and bring a message with a sledgehammer and start swinging with a sledgehammer. Now, who wants to receive a message with a sledgehammer? We turn and go the other way. But that's what these prophets seem to do. But there is some relevance to what they have to say today. So we're going to look at one of these grumpy old men named Amos. And you can pull that up. And Amos challenged me with this question. God cares, do I? He challenged me with this question, God cares, do I? So what's making Amos so grumpy? Why is Amos being so hard to read, so hard to hang out with? See, Amos was a sheep farmer, and he also took care of some fig trees. He seemed to be like a regular guy, but yet all of a sudden, he has this message from the Lord. So we're going to take a look. So I'm not getting it, so you don't have to pull it. We're going to take a look at some of what Amos is telling us. Can you just pull up the next slide there for me, Steve? Well, there's two main things that that Amos has struggles with. The first one is idol worship. He's struggling with the Israelites and their idol worship. Second thing he's struggling with is where is their heart? Because they're oppressing the poor. He's struggling with they're oppressing the poor. And so we'll take a look at some of the things that we're going to take a look at the latter part of it, and some of the things, specific things that he's struggling with. First of all, we see in chapter 2, starting verse 6. This is what the Lord says. For three sins of Israel, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. They sell the righteous with silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. They trample on the heads of the poor as upon the dust of the ground and deny justice to the oppressed. We continue on with some of the verses of where he's struggling with how they're dealing with, not only how they're dealing with it, but how they're treating the oppressed. Chapter 5, starting verse 11. You trample on the poor and force them to give you grain. Therefore, though you build stones and mansions, you will not live in them. Though you planted lush vineyards, you will not drink their wines. For I know many are your offenses, and how great your sins. And if we continue some more time with Amos, we see over and over again, he's asking this question, what are you doing with the oppressed? What are you doing? Where is your heart at? Where is your heart at? Why are you coming to me when your heart is so hard? Now, just in case we think it's only Amos that's questioning this, let's flip to Isaiah 58. And we'll see this in Isaiah 58 as well. We'll start with verse 3 of Isaiah 58. Why have we fasted, they say? Have you not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves? Have you not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please. You exploit your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife. You're striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today, and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I've chosen, only the day for a man to humble himself? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed? Only for a sackcloth and ashes? Is this what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I've chosen? To loose the chains of injustice, untie the cords of the yoke, and to set the oppressed free, break every yoke. Is it not to share your food with the hungry? And provide the poor with wandering with shelter, when you see the naked to clothe him, not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, your healing will quickly appear, then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. So we see that it's not only Amos that's grouchy about this whole thing about what are we doing with the poor, where is their heart at? And so what's the result of this? One of the results we find back in Amos 5. One of the results we find back in Amos 5, starting with verse 21. Amos 5, starting with verse 21. He says, this is the Lord speaking. I despise the religious feasts. I cannot stand your assemblies. Even though you bring your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps. But let justice on the river. Let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like never-failing streams. So he's asking us, God cares where our heart is. Do I? God cares for those that are poor. Does it matter to me? He's saying, you know, I'm not really that interested in a worship service when your heart is in the place where you can oppress the poor. When you sell the poor for a pair of sandals. When you're so hardened that it doesn't matter what the next person's going through. I'm not really that interested in that. And so he sends Amos, a sheep farmer, to come at him with a sledgehammer. The sledgehammer isn't to build up. The sledgehammer is to break down. And unfortunately, this is where Israel was at. They were a place that they needed to be broken down first, so they could be built up. And that's what the Lord is doing. He's bringing them a message to break them down. Now, do I believe we are there? Do I believe we need to hear a message where we need to be broken down? I don't think we're hard like the Israelites are. Do we have the capability to become hard like the Israelites? We do have that capability. But we're not where the Israelites are. This morning I was in Sunday school and I heard how the Lord is working in the lives of people. And how they're being obedient to simple calls and more calls that the Lord has put on their lives. So I would say, no, we're not there. But it's still good for us to start there. We'll continue with this message. But the Lord's saying, you know what? There's a time you need to be quiet. There's a time when I want your heart, not your song. There's a time when I want you, not the gathering. There's a time when I want a heart that's workable. This is where we'll start. But like I said, I don't think we are there. So I think we have the right to sing. So we'll continue with the worship service. And we'll continue with the message later on. But the point is, there's times when the Lord says, examine yourself first. So we'll continue after this.